Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
4 days remaining to get all your Christmas shopping done ahead of Christmas Day on Sunday. Full slate of NFL games happening the day before, the 24th, or a couple on Christmas Day as well. Also, plenty of NBA action happening right here on ESPN Radio and on the TV side on ESPN. Lot to be thankful for, a lot to be excited about here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Courtney Cronin, Freddie Coleman sitting in for the guys on this Tuesday morning. You can tweet to us, my handle at Courtney R. Cronin, Freddie's at Coleman ESPN, the show handle at Key, J, and Max. You can also hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So Freddie, I'm going to give our listeners right now an MVP vote, something that a handful of people who cover the NFL league-wide get a chance to vote on every single year in determining the MVP of the league. Now, Jalen Hurts, going into Week 15, was the odds-on favorite to win. Patrick Mahomes right behind him, then Joe Burrow, then Josh Allen. Well, we get news on Monday that Jalen Hurts has a sprained throwing shoulder and his odds change dramatically. Patrick Mahomes now leapfrogs him. He's minus 300. Jalen Hurts, number two, at plus 550. Those odds tied with Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. So we heard from Nick Sirianni, Eagles head coach, earlier this morning, his weekly radio appearance on WIP in Philadelphia, saying, quote, "He sprained his shoulder. He is attacking his rehab. We'll see what happens this week. Not something we deem long term." So knowing that, and knowing what we had heard from ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter, that Hurts is expected to miss some time. Mm-hmm. Who knows if this is just competitive advantage, posturing that coaches tend to do. Would you play Jalen Hurts this weekend against the Dallas Cowboys for a chance to lock up the NFC's number one seed if it is strictly a pain management thing and the injury cannot get any worse?
Whatever decision that Nick Sirianni Eagles are going to make, believe me, there's going to be plenty of conversation about it. If he can deal with the pain and it's not affecting his throwing motion, because you brought the stat that after he had that injury against the Bears, he was 7-11 throwing the football for the Philadelphia Eagles. So whatever that sprain was didn't really affect him, and also full of adrenaline, everything like that. If he can handle the pain, then I'm putting him out there. If he believes he can go out there, and you got to see what he looks like in practice, if it doesn't look like he's compromised at all or that much, then I think you do play him. But I think also that there's certain things you can't run with Jalen Hurts. You got to make sure that if you're going to run the football with him, it has to be in scramble mode where the pressure's getting there, he can get out of it. It can't be design runs. It can't be read options, stuff like that, and running into the thick of a defense, into the teeth of the defense. You have to make the defense chase him, not have him go chase at the defense. If he can handle the pain, if he can handle that management, and he doesn't show any kind of ill effects dealing with that sprain, then, yeah, if he wants to play, you put him out there. We're talking about a sprained shoulder. We don't know the severity of that sprain. If it's more than that, then the Eagles won't play him anyway. But if it's a slight sprain, he can handle it and deal with it, I say you put him out there.
See, I just went through this for a couple weeks when Justin Fields, the quarterback of the Chicago Bears, a team that I cover for ESPN.com, had a similar injury, but it was on his non-throwing shoulder, so his left shoulder. He had an AC joint injury. It was a separated shoulder, so clearly the degree of it was not that much because it only cost him one game against the New York Jets. And I just feel like rest is always the right option, especially if you're a team that already has the NFC's number one seed all but locked up. They have three games remaining to do it. They need one win. So they're scheduled the rest of the way at Dallas on Christmas Eve, at home against the Saints New Year's Day, and then they close out Week 18 with the New York Giants, division foe, coming to Lincoln Financial Field. And at that point, feel like by Week 18 that's going to happen, but there are some scenarios, and I wanted to go and put this out there because we had some callers here earlier on the Dr. Pepper call-in line who asked, well, what happens if everything goes awry and they lose their next three games? So if the Eagles were to lose their next three games, so again, Dallas, Saints, mm-hmm. Giants,
right,
then they'd still have the number one seed unless Dallas, mm-hmm. who they have a three-game lead on,
yeah,
were to win their next three as well. And even then, the Eagles would still have the 5 seed, and they would play the NFC South winner in the wild card round, which, you know, right now is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That should be easy enough in theory. Now, crazier things have happened in the NFL playoffs.
I get it.
As we know, but I just feel like you have to approach this with caution for Jalen Hurts to not make this thing worse than it could potentially be for
right.
a separated shoulder.
Yeah, and that's completely fair, but we don't know if he has a separated shoulder. We're only going by the intel that we have that is a sprained shoulder. Now, if it's a separated shoulder, that's more of a severe injury. But I'm also in the camp that I fear the known, I leave the unknown alone, because if I'm the Philadelphia Eagles, I'm not worried about the next three games. I'm worried about this weekend versus the Dallas Cowboys. You can only deal with what is in front of you. I'm not thinking about down the line in terms of, okay, what about this, what about this? If he is not healthy enough to play, that's the known, or what is going mm-hmm. to be the known. Then you make that decision. If he believes he can go out there and you have him go through all the tests, you have him go through all the medical tests, you have all the opinions, you take that intel and you use that, then you're going to make an informed decision. We're not talking about an organization that is just going to do a fly-by-night thing when your most precious resource is your quarterback. This Eagles organization has shown under Nick Sirianni that they're going to make sure that the players are going to come first, and the value and the health of those players are going to be paramount. If they don't believe that Jalen Hurts can go out there and play quarterback to the way they're used to seeing, they're not going to put him out there. But if they go out there and they see what he's been able to do and say, okay, it's a sprain, but he can deal with it, they're not going to take him out of that game. It's not about in terms of, well, you got to sit the player for his own sake. This is the NFL. There are plenty of players playing with injuries this time of year. There are plenty of players that are playing with probably worse situations than Jalen Hurts. But because he plays quarterback and they're 13-1, that's where this has gone in terms of that path saying, should he play or should he not play? And what about his future near and far when it comes to Jalen Hurts?
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. He's Freddie Coleman. I'm Courtney Cronin, and you are listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and on ESPNU. So I gave everybody an MVP vote. Weigh okay. in on this. Dr. Pepper, call in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So, Freddie, I'm going to do the same courtesy for you. Here's
right.
your MVP vote.
Yeah.
If Jalen Hurts doesn't play the final three games of the regular season, who is your MVP, or how would you vote using a 14-game sample size versus what we expect for Patrick Mahomes playing a full 17-game season,
yeah.
and Josh Allen, and then Joe Burrow weighing in that mix too?
Yeah, Jalen Hurts is still number one for me. Number two is going to be Patrick Mahomes. Number three is going to be Josh Allen, because he did play through an injured elbow.
Mm-hmm.
And all the games he played through, other than that fourth quarter against the New York Jets, they won those games. Well, they did lose to the Minnesota Vikings, where they had that game, they lost that lead. But he showed how valuable he is, because we talk about guys making plays with their arm and their legs. I don't think anybody does that better right now than Josh Allen doing that whole thing, because he has the ability to take over that game. So he'll be number three and Burrow will be number mm-hmm. four. But I got Hurts one, Mahomes two, Allen three, Burrow four.
And I know that Jalen Hurts didn't have his best outing by any stretch, which is crazy when you talk about 300 passing yards and three rushing yeah. touchdowns against the Chicago Bears.
In the NFL, by the way.
In the NFL. But it also came against a Chicago Bears secondary that played surprisingly really well and picked him off twice, which were his first two interceptions that he had thrown since Halloween. I think that you got to take a look at the total touchdown number for Jalen Hurts and where he's at right now. He's got 22 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. That's a pretty good touchdown interception ratio. Some people are going to look at other numbers, whether it's, you know, overall passing yards, completion percentage, that's fine. Passer rating, you know, he's right behind Patrick Mahomes, 3 and 4. QBR,
yep.
Mahomes is number one. Jalen Hurts is number four. It's splitting hairs at some point, but this is one of the closest MVP races that we've seen for quite some time. And I think it's going to be interesting here down the stretch, because we do have a set of precedent that has been laid forth. It was nearly 20 years ago, because Marshall Faulk in 2000 was the MVP, one of the last running backs to win that award, and he only played 14 games. And then 2 years later, 3 years later, it was Peyton Manning and Steve McNair who split the MVP, and that was a season where McNair only played 14 games out of the total 16. So there is a precedent there that you don't have to play the full season. Now, that is something I am curious what voters are going to expect to be the full threshold to make you eligible for the MVP. Because remember, Mm-hmm. Carson Wentz, Philadelphia Eagles former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, was 13 games into the season when he went down with an ACL injury, and he wasn't able to play during the year, the remainder of the year when they went on to win a Super Bowl. So I think that they're – if you believe Patrick Mahomes is the MVP, you're going to vote for Patrick Mahomes. But if you believe that Jalen Hurts wholeheartedly through a 14-game sample size, and I'm saying if we don't see him the rest of the way, and even if we see him in like one game maybe, if you believe he's the MVP, I think you stick with that, being not just based on, well, he hasn't played a full slate because injuries happen. He still got this team to a 13-1 record when he was healthy in his first 14 games.
Here's the problem I've always had with the MVP votings or Heisman Trophy votings and everything like that. We don't know what kind of criteria people are using because there's not one set of criteria that people are going to follow. Some people follow numbers. Some people follow impact. Whatever you decide what your criteria is, that's what you're bringing to your vote. People may feel that Patrick Mahomes is more valuable with Kansas City because he doesn't have Tyreek Hill, and people wonder how that was going to look. People are going to say that Jalen Hurts is more valuable because there are so many different things, running the football, also throwing the football. People may say the same thing about Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills. People may say the same thing about Joe Burrow. His offensive line has gotten better, but he's been able to make big plays and big plays and big plays, and he's beaten Kansas City Chiefs three times in the calendar year. I've always believed it's not so much what the player brings to the voters. It's what the voters bring to the players.
Sure.
And we don't know what kind of criteria people have in their minds and what their determination is when it comes to who's the MVP or who's a better MVP candidate above somebody else.
I got a question. How much you guys think it'll hurt his case for MVP if the Eagles go and beat the Cowboys without him?
In people's minds, I said that last time.
You're going to get the system quarterback label on this guy. You're probably going to throw it at him, James.
Patrick Mahomes, I'm waiting for it. Please let it happen. That's all I want for Christmas.
If Gardner Minshew goes out there and he throws for 300 yards and three touchdowns to the Cowboys on Saturday, that's going to do a lot to hurt Jalen Hurts' candidacy than anything that Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Joe Burrow are going to do on the field. Mark my words, because that's how people think. So how valuable is he if that guy to back up, who is not a great quarterback, but he's not bad as a backup, if Gardner Minshew goes out there and lights the Cowboys behind on fire, that's going to hurt Jalen Hurts a lot worse than anything that Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Burrow are going to do.
Revving up that narrative already, Freddie. I got it typed out on Twitter. Saved as a draft.
Mr. Grinch.
This is all FanDuel's fault, but this is a different
Why is it FanDuel's fault?
Ask James. He may or may not have a future in. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I may or may not have taken Patrick Mahomes plus 800 before the
See, this is why we don't have
season started.
This is why we don't have gifts under the tree, because of you two. You two right there. That's why we can't have a good Christmas.
I'm just saying.
Just starting stuff.
Hey, listen, I would take a split MVP as long as I may or may not get the money that I'm on.
Lies, 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 and more lies.
Thank you.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance by visiting progressive.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
If I give you Trevor Lawrence of Jacksonville or Justin Fields of the Chicago Bears, which quarterback would you choose to build your franchise around?
I'm taking Trevor Lawrence. I'm just a height, weight, speed guy. Just over time, I want the bigger guy. They should have a longer shelf life. I love Justin Fields. I couldn't believe what he did the other day, some of the plays he made.
Yeah.
He's also really well built. I think they both have a chance to do really well.
Jaguars have the Jets on Thursday Night Football. We'll get into that game here momentarily on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, and ESPNU. Courtney Cronin, Freddie Coleman. Pleased to be joined by Tony Boselli, Pro Football Hall of Famer,
also an
analyst for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And Tony, before we get into all things Duval, I want to ask you about Jalen Hurts and what Freddie and I were just talking about. How do you think this injury that he sustained to his throwing shoulder, and we don't know how long he'll be out, but how do you think that hurts or helps, or obviously can't help? How do you think it hinders his MVP chances?
Well, I think it depends how long it is. I mean, if it's just a one-week deal, he comes back, finishes out the season, I think, you know, it shouldn't be too big. I heard you guys talking about it. What if Gardner Minshew comes and lights it up? Maybe that hurts him a little bit. I think people will definitely, you know, the voters will say, well, maybe he's the system, maybe it's all the talent around him. But couldn't you say that about a lot of quarterbacks? I mean, most of the quarterbacks who are pretty good have good players around them. And so for me, if I was voting, which I'm not, I would not let one game impact my voting for Jalen Hurts. I think right now he is the MVP. leader. I mean, I think the year he's had, what he does with his arm, what he does with his feet, the pressure he puts on a defense. I mean, that'll be a different offense with Gardner Minshew. I mean, Gardner Minshew can't do what Jalen Hurts does. I don't care if he has a great game. And by the way, Gardner Minshew's a good backup, like probably maybe one of the best backups in the NFL. I mean, he's a good player. But I wouldn't let one game sway me away from Jalen Hurts.
Number one, Tony, congratulations. Being a Pro Football Hall of Famer, first Jaguar in history to do that. So, number one, let's get that congratulations for you. You well deserved,
thank you,
by the way. No doubt about that. Number two, you had a chance to see Gardner Minshew because he was cast off by Urban Meyer. Terrible coach, worst human being, in my opinion. You had a chance to see him go from that to where he is. What is it like to see a guy that was really kicked out of the league by that coach but could determine exactly what the Eagles could look like if he's able to play this weekend versus Dallas?
Well, I mean, Gardner's a competitor now. I mean, he has limitations. I mean, just from as far as arm strength and stuff that, you know, kind of an individual's born with, let's put it that way. I mean, but he is smart. He will do a good job out there. He will understand where to go with the football. I mean, he's better than a handful of starters in this league, in my opinion. And he's a great backup. And so the power or the benefit of having a guy like Gardner Minshew is if your starter does get hurt, you don't feel like, oh, crap, it's, you know, there goes the season. We all follow teams that have been in that situation. And so he can come in there, fill the shoes of Jalen Hurts short term, but they can't do everything they want to do in the zone read. He just is not as athletic as Jalen.
Talking with Tony Boselli, former left tackle for the Jacksonville Jaguars, Pro Football Hall of Famer, joining Courtney Cronin and Freddie Coleman here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Let's talk about what happened with the Jags last weekend when they beat the Dallas Cowboys. Trevor Lawrence, after throwing that interception in the third quarter, rattles off three straight touchdown drives in less than 9 minutes of game time. What impressed you the most about what you saw from the QB?
Well, it's not just this past weekend. I mean, I think it's been the whole year. I mean, we were just talking about Urban Meyer. I mean, I don't think people appreciate what a disaster it was with Urban Meyer. I mean, bad football coach. I'm not a fan of him as a human being. Some of the things he did and the way what he was like in that building. You have a franchise quarterback coming in, and he was asked to do things that he shouldn't be asked to do last year. Like, he was the spokesman. He was, like, the most mature person in the building under Urban Meyer. And so I said all along coming into the season, like, you have to treat this like his rookie season. He finally has a real head coach. Doug Peterson is an absolute rock star as a head coach. He has a good coordinator, Press Taylor. Mike McCoy is a quarterback coach, former OC and head coach. So they put, like, good people around him. Mm-hmm. And what you've seen, it was a little bit of a rough start, but he's gotten better each week. In the last 5 weeks, he might be the best quarterback in the NFL. And that's how good he's playing right now. And it's the first time probably since Mark Brunell that you have a franchise quarterback in Jacksonville and a quarterback that you're going to be able to grow with and you're going to be able to compete every year because he's under center. I mean, that's how good he's playing right now. And so it didn't surprise me at all of what he did against Dallas. Mm-hmm. I mean, I go back to the Denver game in London where he played absolutely awful, worst game of the season. And it was what I loved about it, not the game, but afterwards – he has such maturity and he's so mentally tough. He took that and got better. And so now, like, he threw a pick in the game. It was a terrible throw, bad decision. He missed the crossing route. But you know what? He kind of shakes it off, goes back. All right, we're good. And then even more impressive, the big fumble he had where he's trying to, you know, extend the play and go figure out how to get a touchdown to win the whole thing. Defense gets a three and out, and he comes right back in unfazed. And so the maturity level is – off the charts, and his talent is off the charts. And as he gets more and more comfortable of understanding and seeing the defense, and he'll just react quicker and quicker because he's a real smart kid too. So I love Trevor Lawrence. I think he's a rock star. I think, you know, next year, the year after, he'll be in the conversation with Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, and that group. That's how good he is.
More than ever before, and Tony, you know this, having played in the league and now being an analyst for not only Jacksonville Jaguars, but also for Westwood One, you'll have the call on Thursday night between the Jets and the Jaguars. I always say the NFL is not week to week. It's second by second. You can be top 1 second, and then the next second, you're like, oh, my God, how do we get out of a playoff race? It's more of a how soon is now mentality with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that's been really, really pushed ahead further. How soon is now for this team where they can look at themselves and say, we can compete and not just in the AFC South?
Yeah, I think they're the best team in the South. I mean, I think that's clear in my opinion. Hmm. Now, can they go compete with the big boys? And I think Thursday night's a huge test for them. They beat Dallas. Going in, we talked about, at least on our broadcast, the only chance they had of winning that game was a shootout because their defense is just not great right now.
Right.
It's just not. And so now you have a whole different animal going into New York. You have the Jets who aren't great offensively. Looks like Zach Wilson's going to start, you know, see if the number one pick has been two pick of last year. But they struggle to score points. But that defense is lights out. Third in yards, second in scoring. And so now all of a sudden you go in from shootout mode to like, okay, we got to go play a smart football game. Can we win on a short week or it's going to be cold, it's going to be gritty, it's going to be physical? And can we go win a 2017 or 17-14 football game against the New York Jets? So this is a huge test. I like where they sit. They control their own destiny. And I think what people forget, there was a six-game stretch where they were 1-5. In those games, they lost. They had the lead in the fourth quarter at every game. And they ended up losing every game for 5 of the 6 because they couldn't make a stop in the last 5 minutes or they couldn't finish the game. And so they should have a better record than they do. I don't think they've won a game that they should have lost. They've lost plenty that they should have won. And so, but this will be a big test for them. It's going to be a good matchup.
From 1-5 to 6-8, the number 10 team currently in the AFC, just outside the playoff picture. The Jaguars' remaining schedule: Jets at Texans, and then they finish out the season with AFC South foe Tennessee coming to town. He is Tony Boselli, Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you can hear him on the call of Thursday Night Football, Jaguars at Jets on Westwood One Radio Network. Tony, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Congrats, Hall of Famer.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. Courtney Cronin, Freddie Coleman sitting in for the guys on this Tuesday morning. We're going to get to some of the tweets that you guys sent, both myself and Freddie. At Courtney R. Cronin is my handle. At Coleman ESPN is Freddie's. At Key, J, and Max is the show's handle. Give us a name for the craziness that we saw between the Patriots and the Raiders. That final play, how did it unfold? I called it the lunatic lateral. But we've got some good ones rolling in on Twitter. We're going to read those on the show coming up next. But straight ahead, Ja Morant ready to put on a show on the big Christmas Day stage. We'll get into that slate and more here on ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
This is Keyshawn Johnson from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Wishing you a happy holiday season from all of us here at ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
A great slate of games, let me tell you. The NBA still owns Christmas Day. The NFL's trying to impede on their territory, but my goodness, we have a great slate of games coming your way on ABC and ESPN and ESPN Radio throughout Christmas Day in the NBA. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, Courtney Cronin, Freddie Coleman sitting in for the guys on this Tuesday morning, as always, presented by Progressive Insurance. And we're pleased to welcome in Joe Dumars, Pro Basketball Hall of Famer, NBA Executive Vice President and Head of Basketball Operations. And Joe, before we get to talking about Ja Morant on the Christmas Day stage, big stage for them when the Memphis Grizzlies play the Denver Nuggets, I wanted to ask you about what to make of the ejection on Saturday, because I know we've heard a couple different things. Ja said that he was talking to a fan in Oklahoma City. There was reports that the fan just said, hey, let's go. And Ja was apparently ejected, according to him, for criticizing the officials. He said that he couldn't do much because the refs had missed a call. Now, obviously, this is kind of a ticky-tack situation and toes a fine line here as far as what officials are allowed to eject players over. What do you make, though, of this situation? Because even last night, we saw Luka Doncic and Jason Kidd get kicked out of a game for saying stuff to officials as well.
So I think that what we try to look at the league office, I'll just say this. Now, I don't want to get really specific about either one of them, because when you are investigating it and looking into it, you don't want to go on radio and say, here's what we're saying in the investigation. So, but I will answer your question in general, which is a good question. And that is, we want guys to be into it. Guys can talk. They can do things. You know, they're going to get heated. They're going to get emotional. It's simply when you cross a line. And I would just simply say, in general, and I'm not talking about Ja or Luka at this point, but to answer your question, it's really about when they cross the line. What's the line and when is it crossed? And that's what your investigations are. That's what you look into it for and find out, okay, what really happened here? Let's hear all sides of what's really happened, and then we can make a determination. But that's really what it is, Courtney, just about where that line is and when it's crossed.
Joe, you heard a lot of stuff when you played, because I can't even imagine what fans
just
said to
bit.
You.
Just yeah, a little bit.
I can't imagine what fans said to you in New York when you played for Detroit, or in Chicago when you played for the Pistons. What is it like to see that line being moved in modern basketball compared to when you played with the Detroit Pistons?
Everything has moved since I played. You know what I mean? The style of play, everything has. And nothing stays the same. The game evolves. Fans evolve. Players evolve. All of this stuff evolves. I literally don't try to live in the past when I played, because right. I know this is a different league now. The game is played different now. I embrace it. I accept it. To your point, though, yeah, the line has moved, and we stay up to date with it.
So entering week 10 of the NBA season, there are zero teams in the Western Conference right now that have won more than two straight games. Meanwhile, over in the Eastern Conference, you've got a handful of winning streaks here. The New York Knicks, 7 consecutive wins, Brooklyn, 6, and the Orlando Magic, 6. When you take a look at these teams, maybe a little bit further down, I guess, the power rankings for Eastern Conference teams, which of those and their win streaks stand out to you most and why?
Well, anytime a young team gets on a roll, I don't know if Orlando won last night or not, but anytime a young team gets on a roll, it catches your attention. Mm-hmm. A veteran team, you expect them to get on rolls at some point. They always do. But when a young team gets on a roll, those are the ones that catch your eye, because something is going on there. And, you know, you saw that, you know, a couple of years ago, let's say with a team like Memphis. And they're still a young team, but early on, when you see young teams starting to get on the roads, you know they got a future here, because it's hard to win multiple games in a row in the NBA. Every night, you know, anybody can knock you off. I mean, like, it's not like you're walking in here and you're playing a Division II school. This is all NBA basketball, all big-time players, and so you can lose any night. So to get on a roll and win streak is not easy to do.
He won the NBA Finals MVP back in 1989, two-time NBA champion and basketball Hall of Famer Joe Dumars, now NBA Executive Vice President, Head of Basketball Operations, joining Freddie Coleman and Courtney Cronin on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio. When I say Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers, Joe, what do you say?
Dominant big man. I mean, I really enjoy watching him play. Inside game, outside game, can defend the rim, big, strong guy, presence in the paint. He can go out and just dominate a game. And he's a little bit, not, I don't want to say 100%, Freddie, but he's a little bit of a throwback because you have to deal with him in that paint.
Sure.
And if you're not ready to defend him in that paint, he will dominate the game all night long. And there's not a lot of guys like that in the NBA, but he's the one that if you put him in that paint and you're not ready to defend him, you don't have a game plan to defend him, he can dominate.
Joe, the Christmas Day slate, we had mentioned it before, Bucks-Celtics, the class that those two are in right now in the Eastern Conference. That matchup, Giannis versus Tatum, happening on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. What should we be looking for in this one?
So, Courtney, this is a conversation that I had before the season, just in general, not about Christmas Day. And one of the things I talked about was young teams on the come up and veteran teams trying to hold on to their status, right? And so I was looking at the list of games on Christmas.
Yeah.
And just about every one of them is led by a young guy versus a veteran guy. That's going to be a clash. And that's what I look at. I look at the veteran teams, the team that's led by the veteran, or versus the team that's led by the young guy. And so that's what's going to be interesting to see. So you got Giannis, who's more of a veteran now, and you got Tatum, who's a young guy on the rise now. And if you look at some of the other games, you have that in just about every game. Those are the things that catch my eye, and I pay attention to that to see how a young team is going to handle the Christmas Day stage, because it's, as you guys were saying when we were coming on here, it's the stage. I mean, Christmas Day is the game. It's the day that, everybody is watching the NBA.
How did you handle it?
It was exciting, fun for me. I think we played in New York one year. I played in New York, and it was just amazing for me. And I think the New York game for me was the first time I played in. I think I played one or two Christmas Day games, but it's a heck of a fun game. I'm telling you, man. You get up for that game. I don't care who you are. You're not. You shouldn't see anybody come out and lackadaisical at all in a game like this. Christmas Day, you have to play because you're one of the elite teams. I think that's why you see great games on Christmas Day.
Should be a slate of some great ones coming up in 4 days from now. He is Joe Dumars, Pro Basketball Hall of Famer and current NBA Executive Vice President and Head of Basketball Operations, joining Courtney Cronin and Freddie Coleman here on KJM. Mm-hmm. Joe, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate the insight.
Thank you, guys.
I'll go ahead and correct myself so all of you who are tuning in on Christmas Day don't freak out wondering where Nikola Jokic is. The Grizzlies play the Nuggets tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern time. They actually have two more games before they're on our airwaves on Christmas Day. Grizzlies, Nuggets tonight, Grizzlies, Suns on Friday, and then the nightcap on Saturday, that game on ESPN and ABC, Grizzlies and Warriors. The countdown to NBA Christmas Day, 5 consecutive games on ESPN and ABC beginning noon Eastern time, and ESPN Radio are doubleheaded at 4:30 Eastern time, the Bucks and the Celtics, followed by the Grizzlies and the Warriors, the NBA on ESPN Radio. Coming up next, one of our show staff already got a lump of coal in his stocking.
Boo.
We'll explain that next.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Good luck finding a tie, Dan.
Yeah, you look like a creep.
The, yeah, the last thing you need to be is on.
There's a bunch of extra clothing in that closet.
Yeah. I don't like the way you look, Dan. Yeah.
First of all, I don't like the way your face looks. Second of all, you got a full zip up. And Freddie, you're wearing a hoodie. Y'all telling me to wear a tie.
If you didn't have a tie on, it's fine.
I lost the collar.
It's just the shirt. Yeah. It's something about the shirt.
Yeah, the tie right now. Someone's got a free tie. Yeah. Keyshawn, you don't have any of your
at the Palatial
Prada
States.
Ties here?
Dad don't lie.
Oh, how did you get those hands? Headsets around those ears.
Wow.
I don't like your face.
We're really nice to each other. I promise you. It's all love here at Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on
Not
ESPN
yesterday.
Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. You can click more on the lower right-hand corner on the ESPN app and scroll down to live radio, and that's where you find myself, Courtney Cronin, and Freddie Coleman on this glorious but chilly Tuesday morning, depending upon where you are. I'm in Chicago, and I am seeing smokestacks coming from the buildings outside my window over there, knowing that I'm about to step out in 20 degree weather.
Oh,
I think
young
we
lady.
Got a blizzard coming here on Friday, Freddie.
Yeah, wait until Saturday when it's minus 11 wind chill factor when the Bears and the Bills play on Saturday in Chicago.
Wait, my friend. 10 inches of snow, I think, is what they're expecting us to have. Yeah. So, yeah, white Christmas indeed, if a blizzard's your thing.
and apparently it's not yours.
Definitely not mine, but what my thing is this morning, and I have asked you guys to weigh in on Twitter, my handle at Courtney R. Cronin, Freddie's at Coleman ESPN, and our show handle at Key, Jay, and Max on Twitter. We need some nicknames for this Pats and Raiders ending. I came up with the Lunatic Lateral because I like alliteration, but I've been asking you guys to weigh in, and Freddie, we got some good ones here. We're going to start with at GMall456.
Okay.
Can we go with the Patriots panic play? So that you you gave me some alliteration there, and we did say that Ramondre Stevenson and Jacoby Myers both panicked on that. This one from Clayton Lenson. How about the logo lateral? Another great one because they're literally at the 45-50 yard
line.
That's
pretty good. Yep. I still think yours is the win in the clubhouse, but I like that one. Go on.
So somebody else had another L alliteration with the lateral. This is from at JetBlue Smooth. How about we call it the ludicrous lateral?
Roll out. I'm sorry. You mentioned ludicrous. I just had to break
out Chandler Jones
term.
Rolled out all the way into the end zone.
Roll out.
Glad that he got that play done, justify that contract. Nonetheless, I digress.
By the way, real quick about that. I forgot who it was on Get Up yesterday when they said, hey, Mac Jones, how about make a tackle? Dude, Mac Jones is a quarterback.
Please?
He ain't a lineman. He did not expect that ball to be back there.
That's like asking when crazy nonsense happens on special teams, that's asking the punter to do the same thing.
And
you just can't rely on guys who are not built to be tackling. They don't tackle that often.
Yeah.
They probably don't do any sort of tackling dummy drills in practice.
Mac Jones
it just doesn't happen.
Mac Jones's life flashed in front of his eyes when he saw the ball and then saw Chandler Jones with said ball, and there was nothing between him and Chandler Jones but green grass and fresh air. He was like, wait a minute. My name's Bennett. I don't want to be in this.
Yeah.
No, thanks, Jacoby.
You hear the Patriot fan being mad at Mac Jones for not making the tackle?
No, nobody's blaming Mac.
No one's Freddie and I are on the same page.
No, we're not a Patriot fan, and Allen's not doing the same Patriot thing either. Allen. He's not blaming Mac Jones.
I'm not an Eagles fan, Patriot fan.
Jerry. Jerry's blaming Mac Jones. I'm absolutely blaming Mac Jones because may not have affected the over and stuff like that.
But here you go, you're
in front of Chandler Jones, bro.
Irrational. So what?
Irrational.
It's not like he's playing free safety. He was a quarterback. He's a football player, but most like Deion Sanders said, some dudes make business decisions. He didn't make a business decision.
I don't think he knew what hit him. I think that he panicked and had no clue
that Chandler Jones,
big self, was just barreling down on him.
Yeah, and then he gave him the
Heisman. Singing that ludicrous song in his head.
He was laying down prior to him coming
down.
Oh, there you go. I'm going to get it out the way because I don't want to tackle nobody.
He got stiff-armed to the ground.
He looked like a tree on Arbor Day after Chandler Jones was done with him.
The stiff arm swindle, that's mine. That's,
wait, we don't cut down trees on Arbor Day.
Well, Mac Jones was cut down like a tree on Arbor Day. That's what he looked like.
Okay, got a few more here. How about the toss for the loss? This came from Wardo Red Eyes.
Yep.
This one I really like, but I don't even know how to really say it.
Okay.
At Michael K. Walker.
Yeah.
Patriots, like Patriot idiots in one word.
That's good.
I am a big fan of that one.
Yep. Stone Lebenowitz says, Sin City Stunner.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
The Immaculate Misconception is from WB underscore MC7.
That's really good.
I'm a big fan. And we got the Sin City Stunner. That's one that we've heard earlier. Sin City Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
The Laxative. Lateral?
Wow.
That's kind of a gross image that I have in my head there from MIZH2O.
Well, now we all have it now.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. That snuck up on us like Christmas snuck up on us. And Alan Yates in studio, I know that we've seen you on TV. You got a hat on. Is there a reason for that?
Well,
there are plenty of reasons for it.
You want to explain yourself here?
So this is all because of Shannon. This is all Shannon's fault.
Why are you blaming Shannon for your follically challenged situation
because
here?
Shannon, straight. Shannon brought to my attention, obviously, you know, Christmas has crept up on us.
Yeah.
And he tried to cut his own hair this past weekend, looked like a Dalmatian. I'm like, man, I forgot to schedule a haircut appointment. So now I'm going into Christmas in Less Country. If you listen to Country, we need it.
Yes.
Country in Bristol,
help out.
I'm going to get a haircut. If not, I'm going to have to go no cut. And it's like, it's a bad joint, yo.
Yeah, it is.
So if you go no cut, do you take pictures for Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
I like part of it. You're not going to be antisocial.
Oh, so you're brave. I like that.
Yeah,
respect.
I like to think that, like, I got high frequency.
Okay.
I'm not facially challenged.
No,
so
you're
I should
not.
Be cool.
Yeah, you should be.
I should be cool.
You're not facially challenged. You are. The modest person you said that you're not facially challenged, so I like that.
I'm just saying. But, I mean, it sucks, though, because, like Courtney said earlier, like you like to feel good and look good on holidays.
Right.
If you look good, I think I always look good,
but...
And then you get presents.
I got a baby fro. If it gets cold, if I get sweaty a little bit, it gets a little damp.
Put it this way. If the fro's not tight, it could affect the gifts you get at Christmas. But I'm thinking, I can't get that guy.
Well, hopefully I need to give him
a gift certificate to like Cuts R Us or something.
Hopefully they're in the mail to get.
Yeah, because Yates has been dealing with a postal carrier issue. I'm not about to throw out who it is, but he's been on the phone during every break here this morning trying to make sure this package. It's a package from Keyshawn, is it not?
Yeah.
No, this is a package that I bought, but they actually just called me, the whole callback thing, and then they hung up. So that's just great.
Oh, that's the thing. Really? They got to have the callback number because, like, you were probably on air in talking with us about your hair, and they couldn't pick it up.
No, I answered, and they were like, and they hung up the phone.
Courtney, for the last 90 minutes, all I've heard in the background, please press 1, please press 2. Boop. I've heard that the last 90 minutes.
Well,
for
number 2.
Like, what number?
Sounds just like that. Well, I hope you get your package because I don't want Christmas to be ruined, especially if you go 0-for-2 on package and haircut.
Yeah, if your hair is ruined, that stinks. If your packages don't get there, that's just a bad double play, man. That's a bad beat.
Hope you don't have to battle a snowstorm with that as well.
No, we're getting rain here in Connecticut. Y'all getting all that snow. Y'all can
well,
keep that.
Snow will keep Tuesday, me though. Off air coming up the next couple of days. Freddie and I are back here tomorrow on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Appreciate you listening this morning on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Coming up next, Greeny. Have a good Tuesday.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.